Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You have tuned in to the Faith Ambassadors online broadcast. We thank each and every one for being a part of this revival time. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in. whether you are a apostle, bishop, leader, elder, pastor, whether you're in the prison, in the rehab, in your front room, in your car, at work, we thank you. We do not take it lightly that you have taken time out of your schedule to hear what thus saith the Lord through the vessel. I know that this night is going to be a life-changing night for somebody, I hope you came with your expectancy on. I hope you came ready to receive the word of the Lord. It is going to be a power-packed word tonight. At this time, I have just a few announcements. Tomorrow night, same time, same station, we will be in our second night of revival, as well as Thursday night, same time, same station, we will be in our final night of revival, and I know that God is going to move each and every night. So come ready, come ready, come ready. If you would like to get to know more about Faith Ambassadors Ministry, please join us at faithambassadors247.com. You can sow there. You can find out more about the ministry there. You can tithe there. You can email there. Again, that is faithambassadors247.com, faithambassadors247.com. If you will follow our prophet, chief apostle, at Prophet Bishop Daniel on Periscope, so that when he scopes and he has a word from the Lord, you will not miss that word of the Lord. As well, our regular scheduled programs, Monday night, Staying on Purpose broadcast, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Wednesday night, our resurgent ambassadors go forth in ministry, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. And then our School of the Prophets, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. Please take this time, people of God, to invite someone on the line so that they may hear what thus said the Lord, what thus said the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for each and every soul that is on this line tonight that will come on, God. Now, in the name of Jesus, we call them in from the north, south, east, and west, God, to come and hear what you have impregnated the people of God to speak tonight, your word, God, that they may hear and not just be a hearer but a doer and applier of your word, God, that their lives and their minds might be changed, that healing and deliverance and the prophetic would go forth like never before, God. We thank you for each and every soul, even those that would rededicate and dedicate their lives to you, God. We thank you for it in advance, God. We thank you for this move that you have given the chief apostle, this vision that you have given him, the mandate that you have given him. And God, we thank you in advance that you are fulfilling it by your Holy Ghost, God. We thank you, God, that this night will be a night to remember. This week will be a week to remember because of the move of your anointing, because of your glory, and because you're moving by your Holy Spirit, God. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. We take no credit for ourselves. It is all because of you, God, tonight. Do it even now, God. Begin to move on your people even now, God, in the midst of this prayer. We thank you, God, that you will not, that no one will miss tonight, but you, God, will be a hit as always. We give you glory. We give you praise, and we give you honor, God. In Jesus' name, I count it done. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Jenterica.
Amen, woman of God. Thank you so
praise
much.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord,
Lord,
everybody.
Now behold the Lamb, the righteous Lamb. He's
Amen, amen. Chief, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
All right, I apologize. I'm just going on and on, and you couldn't even hear me. But I thank the Lord tonight for everyone. This is Chief Apostle Daniel, and I thank God for you. I thank God for every faith ambassador under the sound of my voice. I greet you all in the mighty name of Yahshua, Jesus, our Christ and our Messiah. I thank God for each and every person. I thank God tonight for our pastor, Dotson, and to another of our assistant pastors, our prophetess Robinson, tonight, because we usually know her by her administrative title of pastor, but tonight, being that she is in revival, she's been commissioned to the office of the prophet by the Lord Jesus. I can't do anything about that. So I thank God for this woman of God tonight who will go forth for us in the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of deliverance, and the spirit of revival. I introduced the song and present to others none other than Prophetess Shanterica Robinson. I've known her. She is one of the founding members of this ministry. She is also a woman that I have found to be a very sincere young woman in the Lord. She loves the Lord with her heart. I know her personally, and I know that she is very serious about her walk with the Lord. I thank God for her. I thank God for her confrontation, and she confronts me and, no, Chief, you can't do that. And she'll constantly keep me in check. So I thank God for the woman of God. She is the youth pastor of this ministry. She has a lot of responsibility within this ministry. And so far, everything that I have heard of this woman of God, know of this woman of God, seen in her ministry, hearing her preach many times, seeing her minister on many times, I can tell you for certain that you are in for an anointing. You're in for an anointing tonight, and we thank God for her tonight. So again, without any further ado, I came off of an intercessory line to make sure that for the first revival of the Faith Ambassadors, that the woman of God is doing the first revival we've ever had online. I think that this is probably the first time that you all have ever heard of a church service being done online. We want to come outside the walls of the church, inside your cars, inside your living rooms, inside your workplaces, inside those areas of your life where nobody else can get to. We thank God tonight. You can go and hook up a speaker, fill up the room on tomorrow night, and let the people know that a word from the Lord is in my house, and that's where we're supposed to be. We were never supposed to be locked in to the four walls of a church. So we want to come tonight as true ambassadors for the kingdom of God, representing the kingdom of God, and making sure that the people of God everywhere in every corner of the world can come and receive a word from the Lord. So without any further ado, I introduce to some and present to others the Honorable Prophetess Shanterica Robinson, a woman of virtue, honor, and integrity. God bless you, Pastor Robinson.
Amen. God bless you, Chief. Praise the Lord, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. In the first night of our revival centered around the theme of resilience, I am so excited about the word of the Lord on tonight. It is such a burning in my spirit. Hallelujah. I want to challenge you all to share and invite. Once again, thank you, Elder Felicia, for hosting for us on tonight. You did such an amazing job. Hallelujah. I give honor to God. I give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I give honor to our Chief Apostle, Daniel Carter, every leader that is on the line, every fivefold ministry gift I honor you on tonight. Every single believer, whoever you are, wherever you may be, we bless God for you for being with us, and we also honor the Lord, hallelujah, for every prison ministry, for every rehab center listening in. God bless you. We love you, and we are praying for you. Praise the Lord. I really plan, amen, to stick to a certain time frame, hallelujah, throughout this revival. I want to get in. I want to give you what the Lord has given me, hallelujah. But nevertheless, we are going to allow the Lord to have his way. Let's pray, people of God. Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would move on tonight, Father. Father, I pray, Lord God, that I would decrease so that you may increase. God, we ask, God, that you would move in such a mighty way on tonight. God, we ask, God, that you would lift our spirits up on tonight and let us know, God, for certain who you have called us to be. God, remind us of the authority and the dominion that was given to us from the beginning. God, we say, have your way on tonight. We bless your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This revival, people of God, is centered around the theme or idea of resilience. Hallelujah. Resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, a certain toughness, the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape, elasticity. So basically, how flexible are you no matter how far you are stretched? While we are in wait, people of God, of a great outpouring for what the Lord is getting ready to do, it still seems that many of us are dealing with some real life issues. And if we are going to get there and stay there where he has destined for us to go, hallelujah, we are going to have thick skin. And when I think about thick skin, I think about an alligator. And when I say that, I mean that their outer exterior is pretty hard, although the inside may be very soft. As they grow, their skin, and I didn't know this, but as they grow, their skin becomes more and more and more thicker. And this leaves them with very few competitors in a variety of places. So because of the quality of their skin, they are able to thrive and survive in the wilderness throughout various situations. They are very smart. They know what to do. They know how to move no matter the climate, no matter this, no matter that. And we have to learn how to become just like this. If we are going to entertain the idea of us being resilient, especially in the kingdom of God, we must first understand that resilience must first begin psychologically, because you have to be able to visualize this thing before you walk. And if you can talk all day, but if you cannot see it, you will not reach it. And that's what the enemy, he don't want you to be able to see, because when you are able to see, you are able to shift some things. You are then, when you are able to see, then you can begin speaking and begin declaring some things, and then the things will begin to manifest. But as long as you are blind, you will not see a manifestation of anything. So we have to be able, people of God, to see beyond any social disadvantages. It's very easy to dwell and focus on what is going on around you. But I want to ask on tonight, what is going on the inside of you despite what is going on the outside of you? You have to be able to see, hallelujah, beyond your adversaries, and you have to be able to grasp this thing in your mind. This is not the end. This is only a season. This is only something that I'm dealing with. But after this, and we cannot just bounce back operating off of fumes. You're barely praying. Your dedication is slowly ceasing. You operating off of last season's anointing. And it's not going to kill these demons on this level. The devil is a liar. We have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We love decreeing and declaring that, but when it comes time to put into action, we don't do it. But we have to get back on our face and seek the Lord, because when we are truly, hallelujah, resilient, you are able to bounce back fully competent and fully aware. You know more now, because it was good for you that you were afflicted. It taught you more about the Lord. It taught you more about yourself, and you begin to understand some of the schemes and some of the tactics that the enemy would use to try to discourage you. Hallelujah, people of God. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. I don't plan on keeping you long, but we are going to allow the Lord to have his way on tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And if I had to title this on tonight, I would entitle it, hallelujah, my recovery is in my bounce back. My recovery is in my bounce back. That's 1 Samuel chapter 30. I want to give you just a bit of a backdrop regarding this text before we dig into it. As we examine this particular text, we come to understand that David and his men ended up in Ziklag due to, hallelujah, what David was experiencing from Saul. Now, in the beginning, hallelujah, their relationship, Saul loved David. David was skilled at war. He was an anointed minstrel. He did many things for Saul, but yet Saul still rose up against David out of jealousy, out of hatred, out of evil intent. And David fled to the land of the Philistines, and the king gave Ziklag to him and the people who followed him to dwell in. And this is how they ended up here. Let's begin at verse 1, people of God. This is 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it declares, "Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag, attacked Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those who were there, from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail, the widow of Nabal the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and his daughters. But David, listen, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." I'm going to read that again. "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." Amen. We're going to stop right here, and then we will continue on, people of God. We just read that David and his men, upon returning back to Ziklag from where they went, discovered that the city was burned with fire, and their women and children were taken captive by the enemy. And it goes on to say that the people who were with David talked about killing him due to what they were facing. But the Bible tells us that David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Sometimes you will find that the odds are truly against you, but to understand, hallelujah, but you have to understand, hallelujah, that a very important key of our bounce back in the midst of what we are facing is not found in flesh. Hallelujah. It's not found in flesh, but you can't rely on no man. You cannot rely on no woman. You cannot rely on what you see. You cannot rely on a particular thing, but it has to be found in the face of God. Let's read on, people of God. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Verse 7. "Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, Ahimelech's son, 'Please bring the ephod here to me.' And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them?' And he answered him, 'Pursue.'" I'm going to read this again here. "And he answered him, 'Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all.'" I'm going to read it again for somebody that is on the line. "And he answered him," this is the Lord your God that is speaking to you on tonight. "And he answered him, 'Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all.' So David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were so weary that they could not cross the brook Besor. Then, listen at this. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. And they gave him bread, and he ate. And they let him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him. For he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and three nights. Some of you, hallelujah, you may have not been feasting on the word. You may have not been praying or whatever. But I decree and I declare supernaturally on tonight that you shall be filled. Verse 13, then David said to him, to whom do you belong and where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Cherethites, the territory which belongs to Judah, and of the southern area of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. Amen. Now we just read, hallelujah, that David sought the Lord in the midst of what he was enduring, and he asked, should he pursue this enemy? And the Lord told him to pursue them, and not only did he tell him to pursue this enemy, but he told him that they will overtake him and that he would recover all. So we have to learn two lessons here from David. Number one, when you stay in the presence of the Lord, your enemies cannot do anything with you. Even the people who are with you, see, because some of the people that are going to rise up against you, they're not just going to be in the world, they're not just going to be in the street, but they're going to be the ones who you call your right-hand man, some of the ones who you have helped, some of the ones who you have paid bills for, some of the ones who you have preached for, some of the ones who you have raised up, some of the ones that you see in your church, but you have to still go on, hallelujah. So you have to know, hallelujah, that when you stay in the presence of the Lord, your enemies cannot do anything with you, even when the people who are with you turn on you, hallelujah. Some of them gonna turn on you as soon as trouble comes, hallelujah. But we read earlier that David's men, hallelujah, they were talking about stoning him, but after he strengthens himself in the Lord, we don't hear anything else in this text about that, because the Lord will truly be your buckler and your shield when you find your resting place in him. Number two, we have to learn from David that I don't have to wait until my situation becomes better for me to be better. They didn't have their wives back yet. They didn't even have their children back yet, but they had a word from the Lord. And as long as you have a word from the Lord, even in the midst of what you are dealing with, people of God, you will be able to rise out of the ashes, to go forth, pursue, and to conquer. It's been some times in my life when I didn't know what to do. I couldn't call on nobody. Nobody could help me. Hallelujah. But I knew that I had a word from the Lord. Even though my situation didn't look like what the word from the Lord that I received was. But hallelujah, I began to decree and declare the devil is a liar. God is not a man that he should lie. Hallelujah. We got to know that not only can I God not lie, he won't lie to you. So it's going to be some situations that you come to face, and it doesn't even matter what your title is or how long you have been saved. Some stuff you just going to have to go through. Some stuff you ain't going to put yourself in. Sometimes you're going to be through in the fire on account of other people, but you should count it joy, my brethren, because the Lord know that you are strong enough to endure it. Hallelujah. When we look at David, when we look at, hallelujah, Moses, when we truly look at Isaiah, when we look at Elijah, when we look at some of these power, when we look at Jeremiah, and when we look at some of these people that the Lord, hallelujah, raised up to bring another people out. Come on. They weren't all of that, honey. They didn't have all of that confidence there, but you got to know on tonight that you are enough if you, hallelujah, will learn to be resilient in the face of the enemy and to know, hallelujah, that your God is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You will come to the realization that it's nothing that can harm me, no matter what I deal with. I want you to remember my recovery is in my bounce back. My recovery is in my bounce back. Hallelujah. So this text goes on to tell us, people of God, that while they were on their way to pursue the enemy, that they stumbled upon a young man. He was weak in a field. Now, they didn't even know that this young man was an Amalekite, a part of the very same people that destroyed their city. So the young man, hallelujah, he begins to tell where they came from and what happened. Hallelujah, when you are resilient and you choose to press forward in spite of, listen, David could have gave up. He could have said, man, they didn't got my wife. The people could have said, they didn't got my wives and my children. I'm not finna go see where they at because they probably didn't kill them. The devil is a lie. If you have a word from the Lord, don't sit there and die. Get up, brush yourself off, seek the Lord, and go forth and pursue. So this young man, he begins to tell, hallelujah, where he came from and what they had done. Hallelujah. And so we must come to the realization, hallelujah, that when you are resilient and you choose to press forward in spite of that, some of your enemies will begin telling on themselves. You ain't even got to do much. All you got to do is let what is hid in the dark be exposed in the light. It is nothing that the enemy is doing that the Lord our God is blind to, people of God. But I want you to know on tonight that you have the authority. You have the dominion on tonight. The Bible said we have not because we ask not. Now you sitting up here and you want this and you want that. Why don't you seek the Lord and ask him, can you pursue? God, I want you to do this. God, I want you to do that. He just asking, he just sitting waiting for you to ask, God, can I pursue? Can I pursue? The word of the Lord on tonight is pursue and you shall recover. Oh, let's read on. Let's read on, people of God. Let's read on. Verse 15. It says, and David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? So he said, swear to me by God that you would neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. And when he had brought him down, there they were spread out all over the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. I'm going to read that again, hallelujah, for somebody that needs to know that the battle is already won on the line on tonight. Verse 17 declares, then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Praise the Lord, people of God. When you are resilient and you choose to bounce back, even in the midst of your setback or in the midst of the attack that you are experiencing, you will have the audacity to show up in the midst of your enemy's camp and tell everything down. I'm not talking about leave some stuff. You will tell everything down. You will have the nerve to show up at the celebration party for your defeat and cast down everything not like God. Whether it be in your home, whether it be in the world, you will be able to overcome it and tear down every single stronghold hanging over your life. The Bible says that David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Some of us need to start attacking some of these spiritual enemies that we have, and we shouldn't even give them a break. Don't stop fighting, hallelujah, with your praise. Don't stop fighting with your worship. Don't stop fighting with your prayer, hallelujah. And to no enemies, remind sometimes, hallelujah, we get it a little twisted and we think because it's some season, hallelujah, where the enemy will back off, but the enemy will give you rest for a season. You think he ain't gone. Even some of these strongholds, hallelujah, some of us think that we be over some of these certain strongholds of our lives, but proof of the matter of that is that we'll be about to go crazy. crazy, and then we'll be okay for about a good 2 or 3 months, and then we'll be about to lose our mind again. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, Jesus said that when Satan was coming, when the God of this world was coming, he said he ain't going to find nothing in me. See, some of us, we got to get to that place. We got to get delivered. We got to get before the Lord. We have to become broken. Hallelujah. So that when the enemy keeps on coming back to see if our house swept, it's truly swept. David, he recovered all, people of God, not some. He recovered all. And I don't know about anybody else on tonight, but I don't want some of my stuff, but I'm getting it all back. And when you are resilient, you don't have to worry about the if. It's just a matter of when you are going to take your stuff back. Sometimes, people of God, pressure has to be sent your way to get you out of what you have been accustomed to. If you don't receive certain pressure, sometimes you're not going to move. You're going to stay in your little box. You're going to stay in your little shelter, and it's going to keep being the same old, same old, same old. And so it was different battles going on, and Saul, hallelujah, he got killed, and as a result of that, David was able to possess the throne, but he was anointed for that. That's the thing. That's the thing. David was anointed for this. It was rightfully his, and his resilience got him there. He was even able to fight in the midst of a foreign land, people of God. Now, that's true resilience. And some of you, you may feel like you are in a foreign land. Some of us are in the wilderness. We don't need, some of us, we just don't even know. Hallelujah. But we have to be like David. After the relationship didn't work, you got to be like David. After you can pay this or pay that, you got to be like David. Bounce back. After your health didn't fail, you have to be like David, people of God. There may be a bounty on your head, hallelujah, but we can never let the enemy forget who we are and who has called us to be who we are. Even in the midst of what we are facing, we have to know that we are more than a conqueror. We love to say that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror, but when the devil comes, we tuck our tails and we run and we hide. Pastor, I need you. Let me tell you something. When you become spiritually mature enough, yes, you will still need your pastor for certain things, but it's some stuff that you will learn how to take back from the enemy yourself, hallelujah, because we have to stop being babes and we have to grow up and realize the same power, dominion, and authority, hallelujah, that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has. It now belongs to you. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to be resilient? Are you going to bounce back even in the midst of what you are facing? You may even be like the Hebrew boys on tonight. Hallelujah. You in the fire. You don't even know if the Lord is going to deliver you or not. But resilience would say, just in case he don't, I still won't bow to nothing else. I'm still going to lift him up on high. I still choose to serve him. No matter what the enemy is sending my way, I have to be resilient. Resilience, people of God. The other day, I began to think of some of the things that I have been through and some of the things that had not happened for me yet. And I say, God, I'm your woman, and God, I'm this and I'm that, hallelujah. And I began to get a little discouraged, but something on the inside of me began to say, not this time. Not this time. My emotions will not dictate my destiny this time. That's why I said earlier, people of God, resilience first must begin psychologically. You have to be able to visualize what you desire in spite of what you see. And we have to understand that we have a dual nature. It's the spirit being, and then you have your flesh. Now, see, your spirit man know you are invincible. Your spirit man know you a beast. Your spirit man know you a giant. Your spirit man know you are a demon slayer. Your spirit man know you are a dragon killer. But see, it's the woman and the man, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that begins to have conflict with that spirit. So you have to learn how to take dominion and authority first spiritually, hallelujah. Then you will be able to bring that flesh, hallelujah, under subjection to the things of the Lord. So that was not the woman of God. That was not Prophetess Robinson speaking against Satan and all of that. That was Shanterica, and you have to be able to discern between the spirit and the natural, and you have to learn how to tell your flesh to shut up. I am who God called me to be. If you are a prophet, be a prophet. If you are an evangelist, be an evangelist. If you are an apostle, be an apostle. If you are a pastor, walk in it. If you are a teacher, are dealing with, I don't care what it looks like. You may not be able to pay whatever bill it is this month. I don't care. I'm still going to be who God called me to be, because if I know that if I live according to the word and the promises of the Lord, I got to walk in them no matter what it looks like today. My today does not dictate my tomorrow, and some of us have to realize. So you crying about a man or a woman that left you, but that one, your man or your woman of virtue. Why are you crying? Huh? God will give you greater. You crying about something that you lost, but God want to give you something, cash money, that you won't have to make payments on. Rebuild, bounce back, people of God. Come on, my recovery is in my bounce back. I may not, don't have it yet, but I'm going to bounce back even in the midst of this thing. Mentally first, psychologically first. And once I do that, then other stuff, hallelujah, will begin lining up. Many of us, we are in some real places as believers. And we are in wait of some things, but while we wait, we are going to have to develop some resilience, people of God. And some of us don't even understand that some of us really are being resilient. We just have to go deeper in it. And when I think about resilience, praise God, I think about some of the things that some of you may have suffered through or possibly, I feel, oh my goodness, I feel the weight. I feel your weight, even of some of the people that are on this line on tonight. Some of you are going through a lot. You're literally crying out. You're literally crying out in the spirit for help. You're literally crying out. Your word on tonight is to be resilient. You have the power to shift whatever is it. You activate it. You. It's on the inside of you. The word is on the inside of your belly. You have the authority. You have the victory. You still got a hunger. You still got a thirst. You still got a press to hear God's word, even in the midst of what you are dealing with. That should tell you a lot, people of God. When I think about resilience, I think about our chief apostle and how he suffered through the death of loved ones, but he still keeps his momentum towards the Father, the way that the man of God has bounced back after sickness that literally tried to take his life, the way, hallelujah, Jesus, that he has dealt with persecution, yet he still chooses to lead a people for the sake of the kingdom. Believers, you have got to have a steel in your spirit. If it's nothing else, please get a steel in your spirit. I don't see how this is going to happen, but I still choose to trust in you, Lord. I don't know when you're going to bring me out of this one. God, I didn't been in this thing for a long time. God, I don't understand. I didn't been faithful. God, he didn't left me with the children. God, I don't know what to do, but you got to get to the place where you say, Lord, I still choose you. I still choose you. It was good for me that I was afflicted. When I think about resilience, my greatest teacher, your greatest teacher, people of God, is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed and he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And then he went on to say, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. He prayed again, and he said the same thing in so many words. He was able to see the cross, but he still had to bear it. Listen, I know we're dealing with a lot. I know we got to go through a lot. But can you see, and can you be aware and still bear it? That's true resilience, choosing to go forth anyways. And as a result of what Christ did for us, hallelujah, we now have salvation and we have everlasting life. He was resilient because he already knew that his Father had a plan in spite of what he had to suffer through. He acquired great victory because of his resilience. I want to give you, people of God, two scriptures. John 16 and 33 declares, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcame the world. Let me tell you something. When you are going through what you're going through, when you are dealing with what you are dealing with, people of God, you got to know this is what your daddy then already told you. You might as well be happy and praise your way on through it, because he didn't overcame what is trying to overtake you. We forget, hallelujah, that nothing happens unless the Lord allows it. Let's look at Job. Come on. Satan had to ask for permission. You best believe he has to ask for permission to afflict you as well, and you want to know why the Lord is allowing it? Because he knows what's on the inside of you. He knows that you are a son of God. He knows that you are a daughter of Zion. He knows. It's time for you to know it. It's time for you to really dig deep into the word of God. It's time for you to really get on your face and seek the Lord like never before, so the enemy can stop bombarding your mind with this foolishness. And one minute you a prophetess, and the next minute you don't even want to go to church. One minute you preaching on top of a table, but the next minute you crawling up under the couch because of the warfare you are experiencing. The devil is a lie. It's time for us to take every pacifier that is in our mouths and throw it back to the devil, because he is a liar. You were born for this. You were born, hallelujah, for you can get through this, people of God. Resilience, my ability, my capacity to bounce back in the midst of what I'm dealing with, no matter what I have to deal with, I can bounce back from this. My recovery is in my bounce back. Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 4 declare, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also." Somebody needs to know this. I'm going to read this again. This is Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 4. "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope." Somebody needs to know that on tonight. I don't care what you are dealing with. I don't care what the enemy is throwing. I don't care how crazy your children are acting. I don't care. You can bounce back from this thing. I don't care how long your ministry has been barren. I don't care how long you have been in sin. I don't even care how deep you are in it. The Lord will free you. The Lord will deliver you. And you can bounce back from this thing greater than ever before, because better is the end of a thing than its beginning. And we have to remember that even when we go through some of the things that we have to go through, it's easy to lose sight of the promise. It's easy to lose sight of what the Lord has already said, people of God. But we have to really be like David. David didn't turn back. He pursued it. He went forth. Why? Even in the midst of the people talking about they was going to kill him. Even, I don't even care if it's some of your family or your best friends, whoever. Even in the midst of some of your church brethren and sisters killing you, crucified. I'm talking about literally got you on a cross. Might as well, because they scandalizing your name. They doing all manner of evil against you. I dare you to be resilient on tonight. I dare you to make the devil out of a liar on tonight. I dare you to be an overcomer through Christ Jesus. The victory has already been won. People of God, be encouraged on tonight. Be strengthened on tonight, knowing that although sometimes you have to suffer through some things, something is being produced in the midst of that, people of God. Be resilient. Stay humble. Focus on the Lord. Trust in him and be steadfast. Bounce back through whatever you got to go through. Hallelujah. You can get through this. I promise you. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. I promise you that what you are dealing with, somebody then already went through it, walked through it, just like you're going to be able to help somebody else. Be encouraged. Bounce back, people of God, through whatever you go through. But don't just bounce back empty-handed. Bounce back with a greater witness, with a greater testimony, with a greater anointing, operating in miracles, signs, and wonders, literally making the very gates of hell tremble. Make sure that hell knows your name. Make sure that hell knows who your God is. Make sure, people of God, that your enemies know who your God is. By your resilience, by the way that you shake this thing off that you are dealing with, by the way that you get back in your prayer closet, by the way that you begin witnessing and evangelizing and visiting the sick and feeding the hungry, by the way that you shift your entire lifestyle. Resilience. Resilience. I love you so much on tonight, people of God. Join us back here on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have a powerful woman of God that will minister to us on tomorrow night. We are going to target the youth specifically on tomorrow night, and I am very excited. Thank you all so much for joining us in the first night of this revival centered around resilience, and I look forward to each night going higher and higher in Christ Jesus. I love you so much, people of God. Be encouraged on tonight. I feel such a weight, hallelujah, of the people on here. I want to say what is our email address again in case any of you would like to talk to us personally or to email us. Email us at faithambassadors247@gmail.com. That's faithambassadors247@gmail.com. People of God, if you don't remember nothing else, remember that your recovery is in your bounce back. You can get through this. God bless you, people of God. Chief Apostle, if you would have final words and close us out in prayer. Chief Apostle, are you on?
He may be still in prayer, possibly.
Amen, woman of God, where if you would,
Can you hear me?
Oh,
okay, I can hear you.
I found that I'm on the youth ministry. We honor the Lord tonight for the woman of God who has spoken, and I'm telling you, your resilience is now. Whatever you're going through, I'm telling you, she ministered the few moments that I was able to hear her. I heard the anointing speaking into my life and telling me to stop staying where I am. Stop staying where I'm at and stop crawling under the couch, because I don't feel like dealing with folk today. I don't feel like going out today. I don't feel like feeding the poor today. I don't feel like going out and opening up and sitting at the church all day for people that need ministry. Go, I need to be out of that spirit and be in the spirit of what God has called me to do. And not only that, He's made me more than a conqueror. He's made me more than a conqueror. He's already given me everything that I need. It's already mine. And I hope that like me, you have received the word from the Lord tonight. So I just encourage you tonight to email us if the word of the Lord meant something to you. You can sow a seed tonight. Every seed tonight that you sow will go to the woman of God. Every seed that you sow on our website tonight will go to the woman of God. So if you sow a seed, you can sow a seed. If this word has been good to you, then you can go to faithambassadors247.com and sow a seed. Just put their name on it. Robinson, and that seed will go from that account right directly to her. We won't touch her money. So God bless you. Give that woman of God an offering, and we can make sure that if you have to do it at another time, just put her name on it, and we'll make sure that she gets her seed. God bless you, and be encouraged. I'm telling you, this is going to be a revival like no other. This is going to be a revival that if you take the word of the Lord and move in the power and the spirit of His might, your life will change. Your life will change. So I encourage everybody to make sure that you get in touch with somebody tonight, tomorrow, and let them know that the prophetess is coming on the line. You don't want to miss the word of the Lord tomorrow as it's directed to the youth. God bless you. Be encouraged, and I will see you tomorrow night. We love you.